application is what we're looking at next. So here's our ester reacting with sodium hydroxide. We're forming the conjugate base of the carboxylic acid. The mechanism then goes nucleophilic addition first. The hydroxide attacks the C, which is delta plus. We break the double bond, push the electrons onto the oxygen, which forms the tetrahedral intermediate. The tetrahedral intermediate then, the O minus, reforms the double bond. That's going to make five bonds at that carbon. Something must break. So what breaks now is the bond between carbon and the OR prime of the ester. So we now lose that OR prime. Over here is OR prime minus. And we're left with a C double bond O system here and a hydroxyl, which has come from our original incoming nucleophile. Now, because we carry out the reaction in the presence of OH minus, which is a strong base, the hydroxyl, once it forms as the carboxylic acid, is automatically deprotonated to form the conjugate base of the carboxylic acid. A little sweet with that? Okay, because at this point here, okay, it's an incoming nucleophile. As soon as it's attached, it's now made a functional group, which is the hydroxyl. And once the C double bond O is formed, it's back to a carboxylic acid, and that immediately will lose its H plus when it's in the presence of sodium hydroxide. Okay, so that's the mechanism that I expect that you could potentially handle in the final exam as an example of a nucleophilic acyl substitution. You'll notice in the case of the Grignard reaction, and this reaction I've emphasised the formation of a tetrahedral intermediate. So I'm expecting in both those classes of mechanisms you mention the tetrahedral intermediate. This mechanism then, the rate determining step is the nucleophilic addition rather than the elimination. And the sweet thing here is that's the only example that I'm going to give you of a nucleophilic acyl substitution. So it's nucleophilic because the incoming group is a nucleophile. It's an acyl because this group here, the RC double bond O, that's an acyl group. And it's substitution because the OR prime group in this case is being substituted by OH minus. As an example of the practical use, if you want to test for the presence of a primary amide, which is one of the qualitative tests that you guys did in the test tubes, then if you take an amide with sodium hydroxide, you'll form the conjugate base of the carboxylic acid, and if you don't have a primary amide, then this reaction won't proceed, and that's undergoing